This past week, last Sunday, there was kind of an altar call kind of given, and I was thinking about that and praying about that. And I just felt that the Lord wanted folks to make a commitment, and some folks individually needed to make maybe a commitment for the first time. But in addition to that, I felt the Lord wanting folks to give him a greater commitment to him, make a deeper commitment. And as I prayed about that, I was trying to get something this week to kind of solidify in the brain here, and I didn't quite get anything. And Bridget and I went to get our oil changed. I was talking to her a little bit about it, and I had some thoughts, but nothing happening. But early this morning, you know, I heard that word commitment. And on Sunday morning, I like to kind of sleep in a little. So I was laying there and I was going, okay, I could get up and write something down. We're talking about commitment here. So I did get up and I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to write down? And the first thing that I wrote down was the word commitment. The Lord is always looking for a deeper commitment from each one of us. He wants us to be sold out for him, right? He wants 100% of us. So I wrote down the word commitment. And then the other thing that I wrote down was examine yourself to make sure that what you are doing is based on the word of God. That's pretty simple stuff, right? Then I thought about that a little bit more, and I thought, you know, the different people that I've talked to, before I say that, let me say this. It kind of reminded me of back when I was in college. I was sitting there, and I was thinking about this, examining myself in every area of my life to make sure it's based on the Word of God. I thought back to my college days when I would write a computer program. And I remember I'd be up late at night in the math science building with all the other people who were panicking to get their homework done on time, who waited till the last minute to do it anyway. And I would be writing these lines of program language, and then I would submit it to the mainframe to run, and then it would come back and it would say, fatal error. And I would look at that, and I would go, you know, after you have a couple hundred lines of language there written down, and it says fatal error somewhere in the middle, it's overwhelming at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay? And you have all these other strange people in the basement of this building trying to do the same thing. It's just a bizarre experience. But that line is telling you that you are not following that language. And it's kind of like in life, when you don't follow the Word of God, things start to happen that aren't in line with the Word of God. A lot of times there's a fatal mistake there. And different people that I've talked to, I'm talking right now to this one guy, he's 48. And here's one of the examples where you build your house on an area that's not based on the Word of God. He has a very difficult time. He's gone to different jobs, and he's had a very difficult time admitting his responsibility, owning up to accountability. And he has a very difficult time saying that whatever he did was his fault. There's a lot of pride there. And I can't tell you, over the 14 years that I've interviewed people or managed people, how many people I've sat and interviewed that blame their previous employer instead of taking accountability for themselves. That can be a fatal error. If you can't accept responsibility for yourself and your own actions, it's very difficult for you to change. Okay? Pastor mentioned something, it might have been last week or the week before, one of the end time things that we're going to see is fear. A bunch of people that I talked to at that DE office come in to be treated for anxiety, fear-related things, men and women. And you know what? If you don't get a hold of that and do something with that area of your life, can be depression, can be anxiety. But you know what? The reason you have that is because that area of your life isn't based on the Word of God. The very thing that people ask for prayer for, pray that I get over this fear or anxiety, the very thing that eludes them, and they don't see it, is that they've got an issue in their life and it's not based on the Word of God. Does that make sense? Can be as simple as being afraid to come up here and speak. You know, if you're afraid to come up here and speak, you're limiting what God can do in your life. If you let that grow in your life, it can be one of those fatal program errors. Because God can't use you. I talked to a guy who, he's in his 50s. He can't sleep through the night because he's afraid of somebody breaking into his house. He gets up habitually several times a night to look out the doors, windows, with his gun to make sure nobody's out there. If that gets a hold of you and you don't address it, okay, you can't go higher in God. And I think what God's given me this morning is that, one, He wants a commitment, and two, He wants to take us higher. But He wants you to examine your foundation to make sure that everything that you're doing is based on the Word of God. It's pretty simple, right? Let's turn to Luke 6:47-49. Remember, this is how you're going to get your prayers answered. You're going to change things in your life so that God can move in your life, and you're going to go higher, right? Luke 6:47. Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep. There's the commitment, okay? And laid the foundation on the rock, that's the Word of God. And when the flood arose, now, you know, when I was a kid and I would try to build a house of cards, anybody try to build a house of cards, it's very difficult to do. You get the first floor done, try to put on a second or third floor and it falls down. You know, when I did that as a kid, Pastor Mitch was the flood. He would come by and shake the table, okay? Anyway, he was the stream too because he beat vehemently upon the house card. And could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently and immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You know, you can have part of your life where you go, you know what, my finances are in order, but this part over here is out of control. You're still not founded on the rock. You need to get all of your life committed to the Lord. You need to get all of your life submitted to Him. That's one of the ways we get our prayers answered. We can't be out of control in one area and go, okay, I'm serving God over here, but this is out of control. I can manage that. It doesn't work that way. But I really sense that the Lord wants a commitment, and He wants to take us higher than where we're at. Amen? Amen. Why don't we pray a little bit here? Let me pray. I like to pray for the leadership of the church because I feel that they are key to this ministry. Okay, so let's just agree together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We just invite your presence in here this morning, Father. Lord God, it's resurrection morning. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, today. Lord God, for the blood of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you're always, always motivating us to go higher in you for a deeper relationship, for a deeper commitment, Father. And we thank and praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We just give your Holy Spirit free reign here this morning, the Word of God free reign. We submit ourselves totally to you today. Lord God, all that we have is yours, Lord. And our ears are open to your Holy Spirit this morning, Lord God, to do what you ask us to do. We are a church that does, not only hears, but does the Word of God. We are committing our lives to that, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I just lift up the leadership of this church, Pastor Mitch and Pastor Kathy, Pastor David and Tina, Father, Lord God, and Cassie and Mark, Lord God, and all the folks that minister here at this church, Luke that does discipleship, all the people that participate in one way or another to make this possible, Father. I just pray for them right now, Lord God, that your grace would work in every area of their lives, Father, and we thank and praise you for that. I apply the blood of Christ over them, Lord God, that your truth and your word would be open to them, Lord. You give them wisdom and revelation, I pray. Father, and I thank and praise you for that. Lord God, this is your church, a glorious church, Lord God, and we thank and praise you. We praise you for the opportunity that we have to serve you, Lord God. We thank you for that direction. We thank you for that wisdom, Father. We thank you for that anointing, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There was it was on Twitter. I'm not a Twitter person, but it was on Twitter. And one of the tweets that was on there was longest marriage. I don't know if anybody has seen it. And this couple who had been, they'd been married 80, 85, 86 years, something like that. They were both over 100 years old. And they said their favorite pastime was to sit on the porch together and count the cars that went by. But somebody had asked them what the secret to their marriage, kind of what kind of transcends everything. And they said, we are both Christians, and we pray every day for each other, every day. And that was one of their secrets to this 80-some-year marriage. And you go, there is commitment. There's some self-discipline to doing that. But they have found something that they have founded upon a rock, and the storms came, and they are still there. Now, they looked, from the time they got married to the latest picture, it looked like there were some storms, but they were still there, nevertheless. And I'm one to talk. So... One of the things that we pray for, you know, one of the things when I'm going to work as the spiritual head, I apply the blood of Christ over my family every day. And one of the things I do, faithful to do, is I pray for my wife. You know, whether she's there, she wakes up really early. So whether she's there or not, I'm praying for her and I'm speaking blessing and freedom over her life. You know, and when I pray for her, it's not, Lord bless my wife. It's not one of those deals. This is a passion that you feel inside of here when you pray for somebody. And there's a belief there that God is going to do what I'm asking. Amen? Amen. Okay, let's pray for some divine appointments. Father, as Mark and Cassie go to ORU and that family, I just apply the blood of Christ over them, that they would have a blessed trip in every area, Lord God. And Lord, we speak divine favor over them. Father, give them divine favor and appointments, Lord. And I just pray that in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it in advance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray you give them the wisdom to speak and to minister to folks there, Father. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're blessed, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. More than enough.